This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host for the show this weekend. And this hour, we are sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Green's Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, the archives are available at KJJR.com. And two guests in our studio today, and we're getting closer and closer to Christmas. And we're going to introduce them now. Kelly Hamilton, the Toys for Tots coordinator. Kelly, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
Great to see you again. It seems like we always see each other end of the year.
That's pretty much the only time we need to.
Yeah. Well, we could get together on a social level, you know what I mean? And there's Jamie Mack. She is the assistant coordinator. Jamie, how are you?
I'm good, Ross. How are you?
Good, and welcome to the show. This is a first for you.
It is.
And we're excited because we just kicked off the campaign, the Toys for Tots 2021 campaign. But Kelly, for those who don't know you, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you ended up being the coordinator, all those good things.
All my life I have volunteered for things. Back in 2006, I started with the Salvation Army before they were with Toys for Tots. And then as Toys for Tots integrated into that, I got more interested in that. And then when there was a coordinator needed last year for Toys for Tots, and so I applied for it and got it. And it has just snowballed from there in a very positive way.
Well, we know you as the coordinator, but what do you like to do when you're not working so hard?
I don't have a lot of spare time October through December. I do work full time. I have my family and my grandkids, and I'm also very involved with the Columbia Falls Lions Club.
All right.
So this time of year is very busy.
Yeah. I'm sure. No time to breathe, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's learn about you, Jamie. Introducing again Jamie Mack, the assistant coordinator. Tell us about yourself a little bit.
I am born and raised in the Flathead. I have three boys. I as well work full time. And last year I met Kelly last year and then volunteered with Toys for Tots. And then she asked if I wanted to be her assistant coordinator, and I jumped at the opportunity, and it has been nothing but successful so far.
So do you have, you said you have family here. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about them? You said you have kids?
Yes, three boys, a Glacier high schooler, a KMS middle schooler, and then a Peterson Panther.
How do you take all that in every week? That's crazy.
Lots of driving,
I'm sure.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, welcome to the show, you guys. I'm happy to have you here. And I know you guys, your job is just beginning with Toys for Tots. And Kelly, for those who may have not heard about Toys for Tots, and I don't understand how they couldn't because it's been going on for so long, give us a little history of it and as it applies to the Flathead.
Applying to the Flathead, I believe the Toys for Tots came into the Flathead in 1996. I could be wrong on that one. But last year, we separated from the Salvation Army to do our own program with this, and it's just been hugely successful. We like having our separation like that. We served 2,053 kids last year.
Wow.
Over 800 families. We had over 19,000 toys went out last year, and a lot of that was due to COVID.
Yeah.
There was a lot of economic problems last year with COVID. This year, we'll see what happens. We've already got over 70 applications for toys already.
Yeah, we'll talk about how to obtain an application as well, because you could still do that, right?
Yes, we have everything is done online. You can go to our website. We have it on Facebook page. We have our website on there. Plus, you can just find the website, which we can advertise that. And you just click on request a toy, and the application is right there. It's very easy to do. It's very simple. You hit submit, and within about 48 hours, you'll hear back from us on when your time is to come pick up toys.
Yeah, sounds easy.
It is.
Speaking of a COVID year, that was really interesting because it seemed like the cash was up, which we thought was a great thing. And there's a way that we use that cash almost immediately, right?
There is, yes. It's pretty exciting. After the 48-hour toy drive, the money that is donated, we split between Whitefish and Kalispell Imagination Stations. Jamie will be at one store, I'll be at the other with a lot of the B-Broadcast crew, and we spend that money. And yeah. There was so much last year. We were in those stores for a few hours.
I think my wife helped in the one in Whitefish last year.
I think in Whitefish. Yes, she did.
And, you know, we both agreed, and I've done it before, you know, stopped from working at the trailer in front of Parkside to go down and do the shopping. All of a sudden, with that little hour that we were there, I was in the Christmas spirit.
Oh, yes, definitely. If you weren't already before that, that is definitely, it's fun to just go in there with the money and buy toys. Who doesn't want to go spend money on toys?
And last year with the money raised, you guys must have been, it must have been like a dream into going into a toy store and trying to spend all that money.
You do have to actually start looking. It's like, okay, we already have 17 of those. So then you go, okay, we can get 12 of these. It's a good way to spend some time.
Well, we're going to come back and we're going to talk more about it. I want to mention the 5 locations for the trailers. There's so many places to donate, though, and we'll get to that in just a few minutes. But the 5 places where we're involved are Able Body Kalispell, the Blue Cow Car Wash Kalispell, Hanson's Hardware Columbia Falls, Front of Valley Bank on Main Street Kalispell, their big parking lot. We're going to be back there. Then Parkside Credit Union Whitefish. Do I have all those right?
Yes,
1,
you
2,
do.
3, 4, 5. Yes, 5 locations. So we're back at the same locations this year. We'll tell you how it all works, how you can get involved, how you could be a volunteer, all those good things. We're coming back with part 2 of Focus on the Flathead in just a minute. Again, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. This is News Talk 80 and 107.9 KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our Plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search KASASA.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of 3 kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. This is Focus on the Flathead, part 2. And in the studio with us, it is Kelly Hamilton, Toys for Tots coordinator right here in the Flathead Valley, and Jamie Mack, her assistant coordinator. Girls, thanks for being back with us today. And let's talk more about Toys for Tots. Very exciting. We talked about the 5 locations. By the way, December 8th, 9th, and 10th, we're going to actually have the trailers out with the B Broadcasting team at 5 different locations. The party store is... what do you call this? Distribution Central. Could we call it that?
Yes, Distribution Central. That's a very good way to put it.
It's on Highway 2, LaSalle in Kalispell.
Right across from the airport.
And when do you distribute all of these toys that are put together?
We will be distributing December 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Wow. So we're coming up on it. So we want to make sure that these toys start flowing in. How many locations do you have valley-wide? The boxes, all those things. Do you know? An estimate, maybe?
I'm going to estimate 140.
Seriously. Okay, you're not going to be able to miss a way to give to Toys for Tots this year. That's great. Some ways to donate. We talked about cash. Let's talk about ways to donate cash, and there's so many new ways to donate.
Yes, there are. On each of the drop boxes at these various local businesses, there's a QR code, which is new, and so you just point your smartphone camera at it, and it pops up a menu, and you can donate right there to our account. We have a Amazon address that's listed on our website. If you want to shop on Amazon and have toys shipped, they are going to a secure location and will be given to us. We have a mobile app that will be at the B Broadcasting for credit card donations. If you want to donate that way, you can always call us. You can click on ways to donate on our website, and that will also allow you to donate.
Yeah, there is no reason not to donate that I could even think of now. You guys have covered it all. This is so cool.
This is the most efficient donation system so far that I've seen.
This is amazing. How about ages that are involved, supported by Toys for Tots? It's not just the little ones anymore, the little ones, right?
No, we're going up to age 16 again this year. We started going to age 16 last year because of COVID. And really, I don't see any reason not to give the early teens presents.
Definitely. And that's a great thing to mention right now as you're thinking about buying Toys for Tots, going up to age 16, because it seemed like last year we were talking about it a lot, and some of those started finally coming in toward the end of the campaign.
It is hard to find for the older kids. We're always looking for that age group to take shopping, to show us what to buy. We get into the science kits, things like that. We don't do cell phones, video games, anything like that. A lot of our audience doesn't have access to things like that. So we try to keep it just fun stuff that they need. We can't do clothing or anything like that. It's toys for tots.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of things out there when you start looking that that age group really does like.
One thing we didn't mention is make sure they're unwrapped.
Yes, new and unwrapped.
New toys, yeah. So at any of these locations, we'll get to those once again. Volunteers, let's talk about volunteers. You want to take that one?
We love our volunteers.
Yeah, real quick, I want to say I have the best volunteers anywhere. Absolutely the best.
Can you name every one of them? No.
I can picture them.
We love our volunteers. People can reach out to us via our Facebook page. They can message us through there. They can call us. They can email us. There's a way to volunteer link on our website.
That's very cool. So what will volunteers be doing if they decide to come on board this year?
We have several things. Our biggest one is when we get your trailers in and when we get the donation boxes in, the counting, the sorting, and the setting up. It takes quite a while. We have 4-H groups, Boy Scout Scout troops coming in to help us. But we have return volunteers from last year that this is their business for December. This is what they do. And I don't even bug them. They say, can we do this? It's like, I trust you, go do it. Because last year, the way they set up that warehouse, I didn't even recognize it as ours. It was so terrific.
I'm picturing the North Pole all of a sudden.
Santa's elves. one of my main volunteers came up this year and she goes, can we set up a Christmas tree? I said, you do whatever you want. So, but yes, we do have that. We have a lot of the volunteers this year are picking up the drop boxes so that it's not all on my shoulders because that was too much last year. We have people to bring meals to us when we're doing the distribution days.
Wow.
There's an opportunity for just about anybody because we have standing, we have sitting down, we have moving around, driving, staying in one place. We will find something for you.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, well, thank you guys so much for all this information. Is there anything we've missed before we exit the show?
If there are any businesses that want to donate lunch to our enormous volunteer group during our distribution days in December, it is greatly appreciated.
Definitely. How many people do you think are out there at any given time?
25 to 40.
Yeah.
You got a good crowd out there. They need to be fed too.
Yes, they do.
So
yes.
Bring food. And not only that, just donate. Toys for Tots is on. The Toy Drive fundraiser is on right now, as a matter of fact. And that is 15, 16, 17 for distribution of the toys. An info number that they can call or a way to get a hold of any Toys for Tots information. What's the best way?
Toys for Tots Flathead on Facebook.
Or I can give the website. It's columbia-falls-mt.toysfortots.org. And it's all one word.
Okay. And our annual Toys for Tots Toy Drive with the B Broadcasting crew coming up on the 8th, 9th, and 10th. 48 hours of you giving to the Flathead Valley. So make sure you put those dates down. This is Focus on the Flathead. You've been listening to the voices of Kelly Hamilton. She's the Toys for Tots coordinator and Jamie Mack, the assistant coordinator. Thank you guys so much for being here and getting us all involved again this year.
Thank you so much.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. This is Focus on the Flathead. Again, our sponsors, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be back next week. Have a great weekend.